Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Frank Sinatra's iconic song about a very good year will never apply to 2020, which is shaping up to be a very bad year indeed. We in the mid-Atlantic United States are like people on a small island, awash in a recent tsunami, and facing incoming ranks of equally severe tsunamis, one after the other, as far as the eye can see. We are, of course, still up to our asses in the first tsunami, the coronavirus pandemic, which has receded a little bit here, but is still rising elsewhere in this very large country. America's handling of this public health crisis has been the worst in the world, with the possible exception of Brazil. This is the only country in the world whose leaders have encouraged the politicization of an infectious disease, with one political party belittling it as inconsequential, even imaginary, while it has stricken 3.5 million people and killed 140,000. That's one-third the number of American service members killed in World War II. As a result of this pandemic, the largest economy in the world is stunned and on its knees. The know-nothings can pretend all they want that it's simply taking a little rest, but if you look closely, you can see its eyes are not focused. Its pulse is rapid and thready. Not to pile on, but we who want to get to the other side of this thing really need to raise our eyes and look at not only what's here, but what's coming. Because it is not a quick return to normal. The monster waves about to wash over us include the following. The evictions tsunami. By the end of August, enforced forbearance for non-payment of rent and mortgage payment will have ended. It already has in some states, and foreclosures and evictions will resume. Estimates are that 23 million American renters and at least that many homeowners will become homeless as a result. The second unemployment tsunami. As state, city, and county governments, most of which just began their fiscal year on July 1st, begin to reckon the cost of the coronavirus tsunami, monumental payouts for unemployment benefits, Medicaid, and associated expenses, as well as severely reduced tax collections, they will almost certainly have to resort to massive layoffs of public employees. Unlike the federal government, states cannot wave a magic wand and create money, and they are required to balance their budgets. The bankruptcy tsunami. Many businesses that have been forced to close for up to 90 days, then reopen with reduced business. Restaurants, for example, that are limited to 50% capacity by social distancing, are just not going to survive. Some studies predict that over 40% of the businesses that close temporarily will never reopen. Many landlords and mortgage holders required to forego all income for months are not going to be able to go on in their businesses. The debt tsunami. The amount of debt being carried by governments, corporations, and individuals was already staggering before the coronavirus hit, and the pandemic has required unfettered borrowing on all fronts with consequences that cannot be delayed much longer. The federal budget deficit in June, just June, was $864 billion. More than 100 times the deficit posted in June 1 year ago. The weather tsunami. Chances are high that a major hurricane, or more than one, will strike the East or Gulf Coast this summer, while tornadoes swarm the Midwest and South and wildfires scour the West, exacting more casualties, helping to spread the virus, and imposing many billions of dollars in new costs on the afflicted localities and the federal government. Then there's the second coronavirus tsunami. Public health officials expect a new surge in infections and deaths to strike across the country in the late fall and winter. And we mustn't forget the election tsunami. The conduct of a bitterly fought national election made more difficult by each and every one of the things we've mentioned, whose outcome may be delayed, skewed, and contested, raises the distinct possibility, when combined with everything else, of widespread civil unrest. Which gets us to 2021, and then things get really interesting. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.